Action, Vehicle Modeling, Part 2. We remember the relationship between the agent and the environment in the model. The agent perceives the environment, and based on the perceived status of the environment, the agent decides on an action, which in turn will modify the environment. At the next time tick, he gets a new perception and decides on yet another action. In the case of traffic simulation, where the agents are vehicles, there aren't a lot of actions available. Essentially, what vehicles do is they move forward. When they come to a crossroad, they may choose a direction, going either left or right or straight ahead, depending on the layout of the crossroad and where they want to be. Now, of course, moving forward is pretty much the default situation, the default action. The agent can't suddenly stop. So essentially, there are two possible actions, brake or accelerate, changing the speed, rather deciding whether to move forward or not. So pretty much those are the three key actions available. Choosing a direction only when there is a crossroad, braking or accelerating. If you make your model a little more complex, the vehicle may signal using the signal lights whether to go right or left. But many drivers don't, so maybe it shouldn't be in the model. Entirely central to the model is the relationship between perception and action. Perception leads to action. And you could have rules like car ahead, we brake. The car ahead accelerates, we accelerate also. Empty road ahead, accelerate. Pedestrian ahead, brake. Intersection ahead, brake and observe. Increase your level of awareness. Crossing traffic, what you want to do then? Do you want to accelerate and pass in front of it or brake and pass behind it? Not obvious. So the agent behavior can be defined by a list of such behavioral rules. Behavior is erratic. Human drivers are not predictable. In the very same situation, you will sometimes speed up and sometimes brake. The reasons could be the time you have till your next appointment, your mood, or the moon phase, or whatever reasons that we can't imagine. So a random element to action is very reasonable. You don't have to have it necessarily, but it's certainly not unreasonable. Behavior is very varied. Different drivers will make different choices in the same situation. They have different levels of patience, they have their different risk adversity. Some like to take a risk, some are very cautious, some are polite, some are rude, some are arrogant, some are aggressive. Different personality types give different kinds of drivers. It's obvious that there must be such a variation in a realistic simulation, but you can model it in two different ways. You can introduce different classes of agents with different behavior, or you can model it purely by randomness. When each vehicle is in the simulation for only a very short time, it doesn't make a lot of difference whether you choose to do it by using different classes of agents or purely make a random action or semi-random action every time the driver has to make a decision. You will get pretty much the same result either way. But if the same vehicle is part of the simulation for a very long time, you will have to have different classes of agents to ensure that each individual vehicle behaves consistently throughout the simulation. But using randomness is simpler, so either approach makes sense. To summarize, an agent model will require behavioral rules. At every time take, the agent will analyze the environment, compute a reaction to that environment or that information he has about the environment, and inform the environment of the action chosen. And this is the very essence of the agent model. In a traffic simulation, the vehicles will be able to brake or accelerate, and at the crossroad they can choose which direction to take. They may also signal. There aren't many other actions possible, at least not in a simple model. Thank you.